This is the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday edition of the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you a great song today and continue with our verse-by-verse study of the small book of Jude, as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Of course, Jude only has one chapter, and Dr. Green is looking in verse 22 today. I also want to remind you before the message to stay tuned after the message to hear about our gift offer A, containing 5 books filled with sermons by Dr. Green. I'll tell you all about it after the message. Right now, let's hear I Lost It All to Find Everything, and then Dr. Green.
I had won all I could win. There was no place I hadn't been, but my heart was just so needy and so poor. Then I heard him gently say, lose it all and find my way. So I gave it up and found it all and so much more. Then I found out
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Have your Bibles open at the book of Jude, and we'll study after I pray. Direct us, our Father, today as we continue our study of this epistle given for our admonition, our instruction. Help us, O God, because if we understand thy word, then the understanding must come by means of the Spirit. So teach us, O Lord, enlighten us, dear God, and save the sinner that's nearest hell today for Jesus' sake. Amen. I'd like to point out in verses 20 and 21, Jude gives to us the doctrine of the Trinity. Now, I know there are various and sundry ideas, teachings, man-made dogmas, and all the rest concerning the Godhead. There are those who say we believe in three gods. We don't. We believe in one God manifest in three persons. Now, in the very outset, and I mentioned this day before yesterday, in the very outset of the epistle, he said, Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And when we studied that verse, I pointed out to you in the second epistle of John, and this has been many broadcasts ago, I pointed out in 2 John, if any come unto you and bring not the doctrine of Jesus Christ, do not invite him into your house and do not bid him Godspeed. Now that's in the second epistle. And you'll read it, of course, in verse 9. If there come any and say unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. He that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Now, what is he talking about? Now listen to verse 9, the preceding verse in the second epistle of John. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. Now please notice, whosoever abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now, I do not believe in three gods. I believe in one God. I believe in Jehovah God. But I believe in the Trinity. I believe in one God manifest in three persons, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now you say, Mr. Green, explain that. I am not called upon by God to explain God. If I could explain God, then I would be equal with God. God is infinite and I'm finite. Well, now you say, I can't accept that, Mr. Green, because I do not accept anything that I do not understand. We won't go into that. We won't go into that, brother. We won't go into that. God bless you, we won't, because it is so foolish, so silly for anyone to make a statement like that. That you do not accept anything that you don't understand. You accept many things every day of your life that you do not understand and you cannot explain. And if your life depended upon it, you couldn't explain it. And yet you say you will not accept God because you can't understand God. If I could understand God, I would not have faith in God, but I cannot understand God. I know that God is almighty. I know that he is all powerful. And I have had personal dealings with God. Now, don't tell me that there is no God. And don't tell me that God does not live in my heart because I know better. And don't tell me that I don't know what I know in my own heart. Now, I do not believe in three gods. But I believe God the Father loved me and sent his Son. He sent him forth, Jesus, Romans 4. He sent him forth to be a propitiation for sins. Now, God so loved me, God the Father, that he gave his only begotten Son. And he died on a cruel cross that we might be saved. Now, Jesus said to his disciples, I'm going to leave you. And it broke their hearts. John 14, they were brokenhearted. And then in John 16, he said, it'll be better for you it will be better. In John 14, he talks about going away. In John 16, he tells his disciples that he's going away. And he said, I will send another comforter. It is expedient for you that I go away. I'll send another comforter. And Jesus told his disciples before he departed, he said it will be better because he will not only be with you, he will be in you. Now don't misunderstand me. Now listen very carefully and you will not misunderstand me. Jesus had a body of flesh like yours except your sin. He did not sin. He knew no sin, but he had a body. Now, when Lazarus was sick and he was on his deathbed, the sisters of Lazarus sent Jesus word that Lazarus was sick. Now, he could have worked a miracle and he could have appeared by the bedside of Lazarus in a flash. He could have been there in a flash, but it was 4 days before he arrived. Now, when Jesus was here in a body of flesh, now don't you misunderstand me. He worked miracles. He could have worked miracles. He could have moved from one place to another instantly, but he went by fishing boat. He walked. He traveled, and he was hungry. He was tired. He was weary. And when he was at one city, that is one town, Galilee, when he was in Galilee in one of the towns, and then somebody over yonder was sick, you see, and they would send for him, he traveled just like we do. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. The Spirit does not have a body of flesh and bones and blood like Jesus had. Jesus had a body of flesh, bones, and blood. He gave his blood, and the blood is in heaven today. Now, you don't believe that. It's all right. You know, I'm not calling upon you to believe that. I'm not demanding you believe that, but I believe it. I believe it because the blood, the life is in the blood, and the life of Jesus was incorruptible, and his blood was incorruptible, and his blood could not, did not, never will corrupt. Now, I believe that firmly with all my heart. So, Jesus had flesh, bones, and blood. The Spirit does not have flesh, bones, and blood. The Spirit is Spirit. God is a Spirit, but God took a body. And Jesus was God in a body. I and my Father are one. I'm in the Father in me. Explain that, Mr. Green. I don't have to. The Bible says it, so I don't have to explain it because God said it, and that makes it so. And so I don't need to use any of this precious time trying to explain anything. When God says it, that's it. God said it. I can't explain it. There's a lot of things I can't explain, but I receive them simply because God said them, and I don't need to doubt them, and I don't doubt them, and I'm not going to because God said it, even though I don't understand it, and I can't put in words. I know it's true because God said it. Here's what I'm trying to get across to you. The Spirit is in the heart of every believer. He is in the inner man. We refer to the heart because from the heart proceed the issues of life. And the heart is the seat of life. And so the Holy Spirit, the minute, the second, the split second that you receive Jesus as your personal Savior, divine nature, the Holy Spirit comes into the inner man. And he abides there as long as you live upon the face of this earth. And then when you die, your spirit goes to be with Jesus in paradise. If you die before the rapture occurs, if you live until the rapture, you'll be changed instantly and caught up with the believers. And you'll be caught up to meet Jesus in the clouds in the air. Now, here's what I'm saying. While Jesus was in a body, he spent much of his time with his disciples. He traveled from city to city, place to place. He preached, he taught, he healed. But he said, I'm going to leave you. I'm going away. I'm going back to my Father. And it broke their heart. But now he said, I will send another comforter and he'll be with you. And he'll not only be with you, but he'll be in you. He will be in you. And that's true. On the day of Pentecost, he came and he filled the room where they were. Then he filled each one there. And since that time, every person that has received the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, the Holy Spirit has taken up his abode. He did at the moment, at the second, he did take up his abode in the heart of the believer. And he does take up his abode in the heart of each believer the second they believe. and he abides in the heart, in the inner man. And he is there to guide us, to direct us, to teach us, to enlighten us, and to lead us in the paths of righteousness, and to seal us until the day of redemption. And then, if we die before the rapture, he will raise us, quicken us, and raise us, and we'll have a glorified body, just like Jesus' glorious body. The Father loved us. The Son died for us. The Holy Spirit indwells us. There's the Trinity. When Jesus was baptized, he stood in the River Jordan, and God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And the Son was in the water, the Father spoke from heaven, and the Holy Spirit, in bodily shape, as a dove, came and remained upon Jesus. There's the Son in the water, the Spirit upon him remaining, and the Father speaking from heaven. There is the Trinity. You see, the reason that I don't have any trouble at all with my Bible, the part that I cannot understand, I know that the secret things belong unto God, and the things revealed belong unto me and belong to the children of God. Now, it doesn't worry me, and I don't try to explain it away, and I don't try to make it say something to fit my religion, because I don't have any religion. I'm a Christian. I don't have religion. I'm saved. Now, I believe in the Christian religion, but the Christian religion is Christ in you, and that's salvation, redemption, so I'm saved. So I'm not living religion. I'm not living religion. Jesus is living in me every moment of every day and every night. He lives in my heart, in the person of the Holy Spirit. And I know he's there because I talk to him and he talks to me, not in an audible voice, no, but the Spirit speaks to me and I speak to the Spirit and I pray and the Spirit helps me pray. And I've had some very definite personal experiences with God since God saved me. And I know that God is, and I know that Jesus is, and I know the Spirit abides in my heart. So if anyone come to you and bring not the doctrine of Christ, he does not have God. But if he brings the doctrine of Christ, he has both the Father and the Son. And if anyone comes and brings any other doctrine, John said, don't invite him into your house and do not bid them Godspeed, because if you do, you are a partaker of their evil deeds. That is, you are giving comfort and support to the enemies of God Almighty, and you don't want to do that. So in Jude 20, verse 20 and verse 21, in verse 20, the Holy Spirit, in verse 21, God the Father, and Jesus Christ the Son. Let me read it. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, what does he mean by that? Beloved, don't you ever rush into the presence of God Almighty and say, God, give me what's coming to me. Don't you ever do that. You claim mercy. It is not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy. Now that's Titus 3:5. Titus 3:5. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he hath saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit, mercy. So we are redeemed because God is a merciful God, and God allowed and God permitted Jesus to die on the cross that we might be recipients of God's mercy, God's grace. And so it is mercy that allowed us to live until we heard the gospel. And then when we heard the gospel, received the gospel, and in receiving the gospel, become a child of God. Mercy, mercy, mercy. And so in mercy, we have redemption. In mercy, we have victory. He has been merciful to me since he redeemed me. He redeemed me because of his mercy, and he has allowed me to live these years and serve him because he's a merciful God. And one day, he'll raise me if I die before the rapture, and if I do not die, if I'm living when the rapture occurs, he will change my body and give me a glorified body, just like his glorious body, and I will move on in eternal life. Now listen very carefully. I have been converted more than 37 years. My next spiritual birthday, I'll be 38. 38 years spiritually speaking. Now, I've been saved more than 37 years. And 37 years ago plus, I received eternal life, and I've been living eternally since. Now, wait a minute. I've been enjoying eternal life since the very second God saved me. He saved me. He gave me eternal life. He's not going to give me eternal life when I die. He's not going to give me eternal life when the rapture occurs. I have now in my bosom. Right now, I possess eternal life. But the thing that Jude is speaking of here, I believe, and you may not agree with me, and that's all right. But I believe that he's pointing here to the time when we will move into that eternal day. Now, this is time. We're still in time, but believers have eternal life in spite of the fact that we're living in time. But one of these days, time will be no more, and eternity will officially begin. Now, from everlasting to everlasting, God is God. That's Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. God is from everlasting to everlasting. And this is time. We're living in time. And one of these days, time will be no more. And that will be the beginning of the ages of ages. And that is the time when we will move into eternal life. We have it now. We possess eternal life now. We're living now, day by day, eternal life. But there is a time coming when we will cease to live day by day. There'll be no day, there'll be no night. So it'll be an eternal day. Not 24 hours, not 7 days in a week, not 30 or 31 days in a month, but we'll step into eternal living. We live day by day. Now, I live today, and I go to bed tonight, and I rest, and I live tomorrow. That is, if I'm alive, and I live tomorrow, and then I rest. But in that day, we'll not get tired, because we'll have a glorified body, and it'll be one long day of light and love and peace. You know, I can see some of you old mothers out there now smiling, and maybe some of you shouting just a little bit. Real, true shouting. I mean real, true shouting. Not putting on a show for a big congregation because you're there alone. Maybe you're in a wheelchair. Maybe you're on a hospital bed. I can see your smiles and I can almost hear your hallelujahs. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you that you allowed him to die that we might live. Thank you for life eternal through his shed blood. Bless believers, strengthen believers, encourage believers. Save those who are under conviction. Save poor lost church members. In Jesus' name, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Now, Dr. Green has finished teaching us from the book of Acts today, and of course will continue tomorrow, but I have a few moments left that I would like to share with you about our gift offer A. But also, I'd like to know how you are enjoying this first Bible study so far. Write me, call me, send me an email, let me know how you are enjoying this series. We have just started it, and it has a long way to go. So I hope you can tune in each and every day. But right now, I do want to tell you about our gift offer A that contains 5 books of sermons by Dr. Green. 5 hardback books containing 24 sermons in all, spread over the 5 books. And it's all available to you if you ask for offer A, and can send the donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $10 or more. Now, please send more if you can. Your donations keep this program on the air. Pray about it ask the Lord's guidance, and do as He directs. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for offer A, and I hope you can make it 20, 25, or even more. But if you can send a donation of at least $10 and ask for offer A, I'm going to send you first a book entitled Three Men. It's 270 pages long and contains four great sermons by Dr. Green. Then we have the book Miracles by Dr. Green, containing three sermons on three miracles that Dr. Green reminds us are misunderstood by many Christians. 166 pages long. Then we have Seven Voices, which is 280 pages long and containing five sermons in that book. Also, Selected Sermons, especially selected by my father as some of his favorite sermons that have always had the most impact. Seven sermons in all, 147 pages. Finally, Timely Messages on Salvation and the Christian Life, 187 pages, five sermons such as, Are You Saved? If Not, Why Not? Then the sin most often committed by women. What is that? You'll find out. The Greatest Battle of the Ages. This is about prophecy, of course. Also, The Two Natures. And finally, Scriptural Sinless Perfection. So to get all of this, just ask for gift offer A and send your gift of at least $10. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.